Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we've been talking on the general subject of scriptural praise and worship. And as I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we were covering three aspects of true worship. The first one, I began to share scriptures on the fear of the Lord. That's the first one. Secondly is godly reverence or holiness, which God has called us to. And thirdly, humility, which is the same as contrition. We realize that we are sinners saved by grace, and we can come before the presence of the Lord in all of His glory and power and majesty because of the blood of Jesus. We've been cleansed from sin, from unrighteousness, and we have found favor with the Lord. In our own state, we could be sorry for our sins, we could try to live a godly life, but beloved, outside of heaven, that's an impossible thing, outside of the grace, the mercy of the Holy Spirit. And remember, Paul struggled with that. He said, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death?" His spirit man, as is true for us, our soul, we want to please the Lord, but we're living in carnal bodies, in bodies which, unless the Lord comes, will go by the way of death. And as I'm fond to say, there's only two human beings that got to be in the presence of the Lord without death, and one is Elijah. Perhaps you're familiar with that. He was Elisha's mentor, if you will, and he was taken up to heaven in a fiery chariot. And of course, Enoch, it talks about he had been, in a close genealogy to Adam and Eve, and it says he walked with God and was no more. He walked all his way to heaven. Who knows? But the point is, we are mortal beings. We thank God that because we believe in Jesus, we shall live eternally in the presence of God. I found another scripture on the fear of the Lord that I'd like to share with you. It's Psalm 25 and 14, which declares, "The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him, and He will shew them His covenant." That's the King James. The modern language translates, "The secret of the Lord, the companionship of the Lord, is with them that fear Him. He will show them His covenant." In Living Bible, "The friendship of the Lord is with them that fear Him." Praise God. So we've looked at some passage in Scripture that talked about the fear of the Lord, the first aspect of true worship. And now let's move on to the second aspect, and that is godly reverence before the Lord, or holiness, or respect for who He is. And it's awareness, simply, that God is supreme. There's none like Him. It's related to holiness. What does holy mean? Well, it's, and this is certainly in reference to the Lord our God, is characterized by perfection and transcendence. In other words, in a category all by itself, He so far transcends the limitations of mortal man, a commanding absolute adoration. That is the God that we serve. And then also, holy refers to those who love and serve Him, because we, as His children, are set apart to the service of God. Sacred, if you will. Let me share some scriptures now. Psalm 89 and 7 says, "God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence," right? Godly reverence, "of all them that are about Him," round, physically surrounding Him. Psalm 29 and 2 says, "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness," or godly reverence. Psalm 93 and 5 says, "Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever." I love these psalms. Psalm 96 and 9 says, "Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." There's a beauty, yes, to it. "Fear before him all the earth." Psalm 99 and 5 says, "Exalt ye the Lord our God and worship at his footstool, for he is holy." And Revelation 15 and 4 says, "Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all the nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest at the end of time," at the end of this age. And then another aspect of godly fear of the Lord, if you will, of true worship. There's the fear of the Lord, godly reverence, and finally, humility or contrition. It means simply humble, not proud or haughty, not arrogant or assertive, expressing a spirit of deference or submission, to defer to another. Someone who is humble gives a deference or submits or gives place to someone else. That's what Jesus said. He's come to be a servant. He didn't come to be worshiped, if you will. And of course, Jesus was the first true worshiper. He manifested and showed us the way. Philippians 2 and 5 says, Paul said, "He made himself of no reputation, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself." Think of that. The Creator God, who spoke the worlds into existence, was brought into this earth as a tiny, helpless baby, grew to maturity, filled with grace and wisdom and knowledge, and defeated the work of Satan. And of course, as we're talking about humility, it's evident, if you know your scripture, pride is the antithesis of humility. It's the opposite of humility. And then, of course, that is what brought Satan's downfall. Let me share some scriptures with you. Proverbs 16 and 18, "Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." Verse 19 says, "Better is it to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud." And Psalm 34 and 18 says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Beautiful passage. And Psalm 51 and 17, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise." That's, they're New Testament sacrifices of God. That's another message, but praise God. A broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. And then Isaiah 57 and 15, I've always loved this passage, "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones." Isaiah 66 and 2 says, "For all these things have mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembleth at my word." So all these passages I've shared with you on the fear of the Lord, godly reverence, humility, it gives us a picture of what true worship is, the state of our minds, our heart, our emotion towards the living God. They express what our relationship should be with our Creator. With fear, with reverence and humility, we approach our God with an awareness of who He is, God Almighty, that He is alone God. He is Lord, and we are His. That chorus we used to sing, "I'm not my own, I'm His. He's the potter, beloved. We are the clay. Let us be soft and malleable in the potter's hands. Let us be formed as he would create us, to be a vessel of honor and give him glory in the house of the Lord." So now let's talk about the ability to become true worshipers. We all have the same opportunity. What? We have the ability? We have the freedom of choice that God has given us by our free will to become one of those true worshipers that Jesus was speaking of. Remember, to the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman, he said, Jesus is seeking those who will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And we have that ability given to us through God's grace and help. But first of all, we have to make the decision through our intellect and through our free will. And then God will help us, and He will enable us to become those vessels of glory that will give honor and pleasure to Him. He has created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created, Revelation says. Our minds, our spirits must recognize and acknowledge God for who He is, and then we can submit willingly with love our spirits to Him in willing and obedient service. We have the power, beloved. I want you to realize that you're not under and should not be under the influence of the devil or of this world. Our spirits are subject to God Almighty, and He's given us that power, beloved. In Jesus, we have that power to rule our own spirits. He's given us the power of choice. He's given man that awesome ability. You know, He could have created beings like angels and man that didn't have that ability. Then sin would not have been a problem. But He's given us the right to love Him and obey Him. We don't have to. He's not forcing people to do it. He's inviting them. He is wooing them. But ultimately, He allows every individual being to make its own choice. And so we can serve Him and worship Him if we make that decision. Matthew 22:4 says, "The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation." And that ongoing battle, if you will, the spirit versus the flesh. It's not only the temple of the body, but the carnal and soulish nature of the natural man. Praise God. Well, my time has just flown, and we will pick this up right here on tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you can join me. If at any point you're not able to or want to re-listen, just go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and click on the broadcast. They are there archived for years, actually, for your listening convenience. I love you. I pray for you every day in my radio family. I invite you to write, share those needs, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.